Hello and welcome to Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio. Separation and divorce can lead to families being locked in lengthy and adversarial court proceedings, with vulnerable children often left to bear the brunt of prolonged family disputes. Joining us today as our Legal Eagle is Craig Richardson of Berry & Lamberts, who will talk us through the recent changes designed to make this process quicker and less traumatic for the children involved. Welcome back, Craig, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, the new Pathfinder process replaces the previous programme. So what is the Pathfinder programme and child-focused court, and what does it replace?
At the moment, proceedings, when somebody makes an application to the family court for an order in relation to children, I'm thinking specifically about where and with whom a child will live or who they will see, or whether there's a specific decision they want the court to make about parental responsibility. The proceedings follow a process which we call the Child Arrangement Programme, and that requires a lot of information to be gathered within proceedings, and it can also be quite slow to get a date for the first hearing. The Pathfinder programme is a new initiative which is part of a larger set of reforms being undertaken by the Ministry of Justice to make family courts more accessible and to speed up access to justice. And it is at the moment, it is a pilot, but it is being rolled out across the country in stages. And it is designed to test a less adversarial approach, as you say, and a more problem-solving approach to child arrangement. And one of the crucial differences is that at the moment, under the Child Arrangement Programme, CAFCAT will produce, before any first hearing, a very short report, usually 6 or 7 pages, called a safeguarding report, or you might hear it called Schedule 2 letter, which will have some very scant information about inquiries that have been made with local authority and with the police, and brief interviews with the parties. But that is going to be replaced now with what we call a child impact report, which will be directed and be completed within 6 to 8 weeks of making the application. And that report is intended to be far more detailed, allow CAFCAS to obtain more information, engage with external services, for example, domestic violence support services.
So what is the process now?
The process is substantially the same from the outlook, because the court will still expect the parties to look to other methods of resolving their dispute, for example, going through mediation or trying to negotiate matters through solicitors if they do want legal advice. That process is still the same, and there will still be the same application, which is C100, to make the application. Where this differs now at this point is that the application will be assessed within 5 days of it being made, and that the court will then direct for this child impact report to be prepared, and that sets through another timetable. So the report needs to be prepared within 6 to 8 weeks. Once that report is provided, it will then be assessed again by a judge who will decide what the next steps are, whether, for example, there are disputed facts which are relevant to the welfare and that they may need a fact-finding hearing, or actually whether the court can list it for what we call a decision hearing as opposed to a final hearing, but it is a decision which can be made for the children.
So how do these courts treat, say, allegations of domestic abuse?
They treat them seriously. The Pathfinder programme and the protocol does not alter the law and what information the court needs to have in mind when it's making decisions for children and where there are allegations of domestic abuse. If anything, the protocol is designed to make sure that those allegations of domestic abuse, when they are raised within proceedings, are addressed at an early stage as possible. And that victims of domestic abuse aren't, for instance, traumatised or re-traumatised in the process by having to prepare detailed statements and evidence for the court if actually it's not going to be necessary.
That does sound like a much more empathetic way of handling it. So can they still make urgent orders?
Yes, the court could still make urgent orders. It doesn't change the process. As I say, when the application is made, the application will be reviewed, or we call it gatekeeping, will be reviewed by a judge or a legal advisor, and the judge will consider at that point whether any urgent orders are necessary. The court has the ability to make those orders. And if the court considers that they're not necessary, the judge can send the application back for further information.
So these are still being rolled out. Which courts are using this programme?
It's being rolled out slowly across the country. At the moment, it is all of the courts in Wales, some courts in Hampshire, Birmingham, Oxford, and in the north of England. The final rollout we're expecting to be 2029. For Kent courts particularly, it could be 27, 28 in that time. It is really important, though, to understand that if you are making an application, it is where the child is living, not where the party is making the application. So it's really important, if you are seeking legal advice, that you have a solicitor who's aware of the process and how that is happening, and depending on where it is in the country.
So this has been designed to make the process quicker and less traumatic for children involved. How long will it take for a court to make a decision?
Every case is case specific and will have its own facts on it. The information the government are relying on are saying that cases are being resolved on average 11 weeks earlier than they would be using the child arrangement programme. So there are reasons to be optimistic that actually this will speed up the process.
Thanks so much, Craig. That sounds like a very welcome move away from the previous adversarial system to a more investigative, judge-led one. So if you would like to know more about this or any other legal matter, do get in touch with Craig and the team at berryandlamberts.co.uk, and join us next month for another Legal Eagle on West Kent Radio.